Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Stay now with Boris Johnson's leadership. I'm joined on the line by Thomas Byrne, Minister for European Affairs and Fianna Fáil TD for Meath East. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Sky are saying that this is turning from a trickle of resignations into a flood, because we have some backbench MPs now coming out and saying this morning that they no longer support the British Prime Minister. What's your own reaction to, first of all, the high profile resignations and what's happened since?
Well, I mean, look, we try our best to stay out of British politics as best we can and to stay calm in terms of protecting our own interests. So we don't try not to react, but it's very hard not to. Mm-hmm. I suppose in the current circumstances, and any practitioner of politics will know that these types of resignations and this particular trickle turning into a flood, really, it's very hard to come back from, quite frankly.
Is it destabilising at all for Ireland at a time when the UK government has tabled the legislation that would scrap part of the Northern Ireland Protocol?
No, I don't think the situation from our point of view could be any more destabilised. I mean, the very fact that they're putting forward that legislation is destabilising enough in itself. We've stayed calm, though. We've stayed measured. Absolutely certain that this was a breach of international law, supported by all our European colleagues, and indeed many other countries as well, quite frankly, asking us what the heck was going on. So I've been absolutely clear from day one that I was convinced that Britain would stick to international law on the issue of the protocol, and I have no doubt they will ultimately. And I suppose the events of the last day or two, being the straw that broke the camel's back, suggest to me that ultimately we will probably have a different face in Britain, and a different administration to deal with it. It doesn't mean that there won't be difficulties in the relationship, although we'll be working as hard as we can to reduce any difficulties. But I have to say, I can't see another Prime Minister coming forward to continue to break international law. I just think it's a crazy policy that is really doing Britain tremendous damage around the world, and this is adding to it today, I think.
You'd welcome a new face then, I take it, as long as it wasn't Liz Truss.
Well, we're trying to stay as best we can out of the Tory party leadership race, I think, is probably the best position for us to take.
Yeah, Theresa May said that she felt the EU were just waiting for this to happen, because once he had the narrow win when it came to the vote of no confidence in him, that they would be expecting that this would happen. Was it just a matter of time?
Well, we were determined and are determined to remain calm in the face of chaos. So the last thing we want to do as an Irish government, as European governments, I think I can speak for my colleagues on this, is to add chaos to the chaos. So we've stayed firm, we've stayed calm. We know that the law is on our side and that ultimately this will work out, and that the difficulties that, in fairness, unionists have raised will be addressed by the European Union. I want to get that message across very, very clearly. The European Union wants to discuss with Britain the difficulties that the unionists have raised in regards to the operation of the protocol, and wants to resolve them, and in fact published a set of proposals last October in relation to that. We just need a British government to talk to us about them, which they have by and large refused to do over the last number of months. So I'm certainly hopeful that if there's a change of direction, that will be solvable, I think, to the satisfaction of almost everybody in Northern Ireland. That's really what we want.
Well, that refusal to talk was mentioned by Anthony Shalee of Radcar when he was here yesterday, and he also sounded a cautionary note about how Boris Johnson is being perceived amongst other EU leaders following the introduction of that legislation in Westminster. Here's some of what he had to say.
The concern, given the conduct of the British government to date, is that if the European Union did make an agreement, made further concessions, was more flexible, would the Prime Minister turn around in 6 months' time or 8 months' time or a year's time and say, well, I don't like that deal either?
So what's the point in spending energy and time on this guy, because you just don't know what he's going to do next?
I think the concern is that, based on behaviour to date, that an agreement might not be honoured, and that's why trust needs to be restored. And if the UK government wants an agreement, wants changes to the protocol, they need to restore trust, and the best way they can do that is by withdrawing the bill they're now trying to put through the House of Commons. Okay.
So either the bill needed to be withdrawn or the Prime Minister needed to be dumped, Thomas Byrne?
Well, again, I think all of us are staying out of British politics, but I by and large agree, of course, with what the Taoiseach is saying there. I've no doubt the bill will be withdrawn at some point. I've said that consistently. This is causing unbelievable head-scratching around the European table. I mean, countries that you would definitely associate with Britain from a security NATO point of view are asking us privately, what are they doing? This is crazy. This is, they feel that this is not, this is damaging the unity that they've shown in relation to Ukraine, that this kind of messing around with the protocol is highly damaging even to that.
Yeah, but see, the reality is, unless there's an election, he's going to be replaced by somebody who's a hardline Brexiteer. So not only might the legislation be left on the table, things might get even worse.
Well, I think you can be a hardline Brexiteer, and let's don't forget Brexit has happened, and the hardest possible Brexit has happened. You can be a hardline Brexiteer and still want to comply with the law. And I have no doubt that there are lots of Tory MPs there who would fall into that category. And if they're pro-Brexit in a hardline way, good luck to them. But I think that they will want to comply with the law. So we will deal with whoever is there. But I think the point that the Taoiseach has made about, you know, giving concessions and then doing a deal and then finding a few months later that they're looking for more concessions, that has been a feature over the last couple of years. It's very, very difficult, very destabilising. It is doing the British reputation enormous damage around the world, and I think they know it. They know it very well. And I think this will change. I have no doubt about that. But I think it's just a matter of time and just us being patient.
Now, Minister, we know that Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Ukraine today meeting President Zelensky, and he said earlier that Ireland will provide every support for Ukraine's path to full EU membership. Where does that process stand right now?
Well, where it stands is that that Ukraine and Moldova were granted candidate status at the European Council 2 weeks ago now. The European Commission then will report in the autumn about where that stands. I mean, this will take time. But what will happen is that Ukraine hopefully will win the war. I mean, that's obviously something that's very important, sine qua non to all of this and for all of us. But also they will start working with the European Union, with us, with the member states, to get their country ready for European Union membership. That's going to take a bit of time. But I think that we have sent an extraordinary signal as a nation, actually. The generosity the Irish people have shown over the last few months, by the way, has been said to me all across Europe from my European colleagues, that they find the generosity in Ireland extraordinary because we're so far away. The initial suspicions that the British government had that people come to Ireland and then go to Britain hasn't worked out. We've adopted a totally different stance to Britain. And the leadership, again, that the Taoiseach has shown in being, I think, the first of the Western European countries to support Ukraine's accession has been deeply appreciated right across the European Union. And that's merely reflective of where the Irish people are on this particular issue.
All right, Minister for European Affairs, Thomas Byrne, thank you for joining us on the programme. Worth mentioning, the COVID hospital figures are just in. 906 confirmed cases in hospital as of 8 o'clock this morning. That's up 57 on yesterday's figure, which was 849. Back after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.